Proclamation number 4142 of 13th of October, 1947. Spiritual Communion. Process. Birth. Communicating spiritually is a process which guarantees unmeasured gifts of grace, for it is the uniting with me myself, who bestows grace in abundance. Through spiritual communion the human being's soul enters a state of transfiguration. It no longer belongs to earth but is in such intimate contact with the spirit within itself that it is, as it were, spiritualized itself, and in this state feels the bliss of the connection with the Father Spirit without the human being feeling anything with his physical senses. It is merely the soul which is participating in it, the soul which has detached itself from the earth and to a certain extent also from the body and dwells in spiritual spheres. I myself sees it full of love and also radiate love into it. I fill it with strength which enables it to feel and think completely spiritually and to only want what corresponds to my will. Spiritual communion is a state of complete surrender of will to me, for only that soul can be united with me which has given up all resistance and surrenders itself to me in deepest love. Thus it accepts my fundamental nature and becomes love itself. This transformation of its nature takes place through the human being's activity of love first, which is then followed by a heartfelt desire for me myself which is so strong that the soul desires to hear and feel me. Through this desire the soul draws me to itself, because love seeks and finds union, and because Roman 1, as the eternal love myself, know no other aim than to be united with my living creations and to make them happy with my love. And therefore I comply with every desire of a loving soul and make it happy by making my presence known to it through my word. So that it feels my presence, so that it is certain of my nearness and receives undeniable evidence of my love. My radiance, my word, my flesh and my blood. Spiritual communion is the intimate union with me which can never remain without consequences. The soul is born anew, it emerges from its shell, it becomes free from imprisonment, it enters into life, for my spirit unites with it and awakens it to life, it becomes spiritually active and receives gifts of grace. A rich knowledge which encompasses eternal truths. She is no longer in a state of death but lives a new life, in light and strength, in knowledge and love. And I am constantly united with it, for anyone who once communicates spiritually no longer wants to miss the union with me. He constantly longs for my presence and my love, and his longing will constantly be fulfilled. For a soul born anew constantly returns to its origin again, it feels that it belongs to the kingdom of spirits as a spirit, it feels closely united with the Father as a child, it remains in constant love and therefore never parts with me again for eternity. And the earth only keeps it bound until it has given away its spiritual wealth. Its treasure of grace received through spiritual communion, to its fellow human beings in order to likewise provide them with the unspeakable happiness of spiritual uniting with me, in order to help them attain the beatitude which it has found itself through love. Amen.